The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of November, 2008. It was on this day, 1863, that Abraham Lincoln stood up and said, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He was standing in front of about 15,000 people at the new National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It was a cold, foggy morning. He'd gotten there about 10 o'clock. Sun broke out around noon. A military band played. A local preacher gave a long invocation. And then a man named Edward Everett stood up and gave the oration for about 2 hours, describing the Battle of Gettysburg in great detail. And when he was finished, Abraham Lincoln stood up, pulled his speech from his coat pocket, 10 sentences, 272 words. The audience was distracted by a photographer setting up his camera, and by the time the speech was finished, many people didn't even realize that he had spoken. Gary Wills recently published a book on the speech entitled Lincoln at Gettysburg, in which he draws parallels between the Gettysburg Address and the funeral oration of Pericles during the Peloponnesian War, in which Pericles says, "Thus choosing to die resisting rather than to live submitting, they fled only from dishonor, but met danger face to face." The final line of the address, "Government of the people, by the people, for the people," some historians believe comes from an abolitionist minister, Theodore Parker, who in an essay wrote, "Democracy is direct self-government over all the people, for all the people, by all the people." Other historians think it came from a speech by Daniel Webster, who said the government was made for the people, made by the people, and answerable to the people. There are 5 known manuscripts of the Gettysburg Address. The first draft Lincoln gave to his secretary Nicolay, the first page in ink on official stationery, the second in pencil on a page of lined paper, which is thought to be the version from which Lincoln gave the speech and which does not contain the words "under God" in the phrase that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Lincoln wrote out a number of copies by hand, and one of them that he wrote out for George Bancroft, the only one that Lincoln signed his name to, is the one that's been reproduced often in books and photographs and considered the standard version. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass entitled "After Our Daughter's Wedding." While the remnants of cake and half-empty champagne glasses lay on the lawn like sunbathers lingering in the slanting light, we left the house guests and drove to Antonelli's pond. On a log by the bank, I sat in my flowered dress and cried. A lone fisherman drifted by, casting his ribbon of light. "Do you feel like you've given her away?" you asked. But no, it was that she made it to here, that she didn't drown in a well or die of pneumonia or take the pills. She wasn't crushed under the mammoth wheels of a semi on Highway 17, wasn't found lying in the alley that night after rehearsal when I got the time wrong. It's animal, the egg not eaten by a weasel, turtles crossing the beach exposed in the moonlight, and we have so few to start with. And that long gestation, like carrying your soul out in front of you, all those years of feeding and watching, the vulnerable hollow at the back of the neck, never knowing what could pick them off, a seagull swooping down for a clam, our most basic imperative for them to survive, and there's never been a moment we could count on it. poem by Ellen Bass entitled After Our Daughter's Wedding, from Mules of Love, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.